All right, welcome to this special analysis of the future of NATO, which is essentially no future. NATO is about to be defeated. NATO is obsolete. NATO is incompetent. NATO is arrogant and ignorant, and this combination will lead to its demise. And what you're seeing right now with these NATO nations committing main battle tanks and probably F-16 fighters to the Ukraine-Russia conflict, what you're actually seeing, I think, and I'm not the first one to come up with this, it's an idea that's been circulating in alternative media, but I think this is, they're covering their butts for the defeat of NATO and the military defeat of Ukraine. And by covering their butts, what I mean is when Ukraine is defeated and NATO is also defeated, these countries don't want to be the ones that get all the finger pointing and say, well, you didn't do enough. You didn't donate tanks. You didn't donate planes or ammunition or what have you. So they're all lining up right now to try not to take the blame. But there's no question that they all realize where this is going. They have no illusions. The United States, by the way, the Pentagon just announced that they are ramping up munitions production. And they say it's going to take 2 years. 2 years to build the factories, to start building more munitions. Because they say that Ukraine is burning through something like 90,000 artillery rounds a month. And currently, they claim the United States can manufacture 15,000. That's 1/5. So, you know, a tiny fraction of what is being expended. But it's going to take 2 years to ramp up production. Well, 2 years to build the factories. Now, of course, 2 years is going to end up taking 4 years. Because, well, we're in the post-COVID, you know, collapsed supply chain era. Everything takes twice as long. And even if you get the new factories built, the production assumes that you can get the commodities, the raw materials, you know, the iron ore, the copper, the gunpowder, the cotton linters, everything that's required to manufacture modern munitions, that you can get the circuit boards for the control systems, you can get labor to show up and actually work, which they won't do because young Americans don't work anymore. They want to stay at home and collect a universal basic income. Well, because of the policies of the failing liberal regime. And the same is true across Europe and so on. So we are actually past the era of Western nations being able to manufacture the munitions necessary to fight Russia. Whereas Russia, which is not woke, Russia still has a work ethic. And, you know, regardless of what you think about Russia or ethics or lies or propaganda or whatever, the truth is that the Russian people have lived hard times for so long that, frankly, living under this war is not that much worse than the hard times they've been living under for decades. And thus, they still have a work ethic. They still have this idea that you have to work hard in order to just survive, not to mention get ahead. So the Russian people are willing to work, and they are manufacturing munitions. The West is largely not doing so. And the result of this is that Ukraine will be completely out of munitions in short order. So you're going to have tanks on the battlefield without other support systems. You're going to have isolated tank crews, which are basically dead crews, by the way. You're going to have tanks on the battlefield without logistics and supply chain support. They won't have the spare parts. They won't have the tools and the equipment necessary to maintain the tanks. So these tanks are just going to become, as Scott Ritter says, coffins. So essentially, NATO countries have donated coffins to Ukraine. And soon they're going to follow that up with aircraft. So they're going to be, you know, airborne coffins as well. This is not going to change the course of the war, and it doesn't look good for where this is headed for Ukraine, unless there's some kind of peace negotiated, which is what we hope for. We would like to see peace. We would like to see this conflict end. We would like to see, you know, trade resumed, because trade is the pathway to peace, by the way. So when the U.S. cut off Russia from the SWIFT system, that actually fomented more war. And now, then committing main battle tanks to the conflict, that actually, you know, exacerbates war as well. So we need to be prepared, all of us in Western nations, We need to be ready for what happens when NATO falls, NATO is defeated, and the West looks even weaker than we did after the Afghanistan fiasco, where the Pentagon under Biden just dropped all their equipment, turned tail, and ran. I mean, that was insane. And, you know, it makes you wonder if the United States military under this woke Pentagon cannot defeat the Taliban in Afghanistan, how on earth do you expect to defeat the Russian army? It's a pipe dream. You're not going to defeat Russia, and all this talk of, oh, Ukraine is going to take back Crimea this year, going to take back all the territory from Russia. It's a fantasy. And it's a fantasy, and unfortunately, it's going to get a lot of people killed. A lot of people, like maybe another 100,000 Ukrainians. And many Americans and many Brits and so on, because they're going to be on the battlefield and they're going to be killed and said to be, you know, deceased in a training accident or whatever. But no, they're getting blown up by Russians on the battlefield. That's what you're going to see all year long with a massive cover-up. Now, what does this have to do with you and me? Understand that it is the military dominance of the West that has given strength to the petrodollar status since the end of World War II. You know, Bretton Woods, 1944. And, you know, essentially the bargain with America since that time was, hey, everybody, all you other countries in the world, you use our dollar to buy oil or else we will bomb you and kill you. That's essentially what has driven the U.S. empire and its philosophies, at least its international geopolitical philosophies and financial policies and so on. So with the defeat of NATO, which will likely happen in the next year or two, the U.S. will look even weaker. The world will know that the U.S. military is no longer the dominant unipolar power around the world. And it will cause all of these other nations to realize, hey, we don't need to be bullied by the U.S. empire any longer. We don't have to use the dollar. And in fact, looky here, China has a digital yuan, and Russia and Iran and Brazil and India and the BRICS nations, they have all this new commodities-backed global reserve currency transactional system. And they're not bullying us, and they're not bombing us. They just want to trade with us, right? So all these other countries around the world are going to tell the U.S. to go pound sand. They're going to say, we don't want your dollars. We don't want your politics. We don't want your wokeism. We don't want you pushing GMOs on us, by the way, through the State Department. We don't want your U.S. empire nonsense. You're just a bunch of recycled fascist Nazis now who have taken over the Pentagon and taken over the U.K., taken over Berlin again. We don't want any part of it. And so it's the military weakness of the West is what's going to cause the countries around the world to flee the dollar even more rapidly than before. Because again, they will not fear the U.S. empire. They won't fear being bombed or invaded or attacked because they realize the U.S. military can't fight a war, can't even beat Russia, much less Russia and China, you know, together. So there's really not much that the U.S. can do at this point other than to try to push out a bunch of propaganda and fool the domestic people as long as possible and make you think that the U.S. military is still the strongest in the world when it is not. Sorry to say, it is not. And I don't mean any disrespect to the men and women in uniform, the veterans, the active duty soldiers. You have my support. You have my blessings. But you know, as well as I do, that the Pentagon has been taken over by woke-tard lunatics who have an agenda to mass murder the military people, hence the vaccine mandates. That was designed to murder potentially tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of U.S. military personnel to weaken the military. It was an act of straight-up treason against the U.S. military, and that was carried out by, you know, Austin and others. It was even pushed by Trump. And still pushed by Trump, by the way. So I'm not in any way critical of the day-to-day soldiers I'm critical of the treasonous, murderous leadership that's trying to kill our soldiers. And in fact, they have done so. And they're continuing to do so with the vaccines. Now, why would it be important for the globalists to weaken America's military at the same time that Russia is going to destroy NATO? And the answer is quite obvious because, well, the globalists, they want to see America destroyed. And the best way in their minds to do that is to have the United States nuked with Russian nuclear weapons. And nuke Washington, D.C. is what they might do. New York City, you know, Los Angeles, Houston, other strategic targets and infrastructure targets. So they're going to take out refineries. They're going to take out financial centers. They're going to take out ports. They're going to take out military bases and government. And this will all be blamed on Russia. But the after effects of this will be the destruction of the once United States, which will collapse into region states. So you'll have a breakup of America, which weakens the country as a whole, which is exactly what the globalists want. So this is very likely what's coming if we stay on this current course of escalation. It seems obvious that Biden and Blinken and the other lunatics in the State Department are deliberately trying to see an escalation of this conflict to the point where Russia nukes America. That's what they want. So what's it going to take? Well, they know that Russia's doctrine of nuclear engagement says that Russia will not launch nukes unless they are threatened with an existential threat. So the very existence of Russia has to be threatened. Well, that means that the West has to the best of their ability, crank up the level of the threat against Russia to the point where Russian leadership feels like, oh my gosh, if we don't use nukes, we are done for. Now, can the US and NATO credibly raise that threat? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. And I hope that Russia refrains from launching nuclear weapons, obviously. But it's clear that the West is doing everything they can. And it's clear they're going to escalate into more battleships and more aircraft carriers and more main battle tanks and more aircraft and whatever else they have. Maybe satellite weapons, who knows? They're going to do everything they can to try to make Putin launch nukes against America. Will they succeed? Perhaps. But there are going to be financial weapons that are launched against us at the same time in order to try to achieve this this reactionary outcome on the part of Russia. So there will be a point very likely where the United States feels like it is facing an existential threat, and that if the U.S. doesn't launch its own nukes, that it feels like it will not survive, you see. And this is the real danger of what's happening. We are in a cycle of a feedback loop of escalation where very soon both countries, the United States and Russia, feel like the only way they can survive is to launch nukes. And of course, in a nuclear exchange, everybody loses. There are no winners. It's just degrees of destruction. So we need to be prepared for that outcome because we, the American people, largely because of ignorance and liberalism and a bunch of left-wing lunatics, they have allowed elections to be stolen. They've allowed criminals to gain power. And they have gone along with the lying mainstream corporate media, and they have stood by and done nothing while their country was stolen from them and their futures were, you know, obliterated. And so the lazy, apathetic mainstream American has no care in the world other than, you know, more Pop-Tarts, more TV, more universal basic income, and whatever else that gets them by during the day. And so they sat by and did nothing. Unlike you and I, who have tried to warn the American people and warn the world about this, and we've tried to stop it. Yet we're being dragged into this future of oblivion due to these mindless, oblivious masses who know nothing, but still can somehow speak. Isn't it amazing how stupid people can be, but still use the English language? And they can have the dumbest ideas imaginable, and they can still speak. I wish that the ability to speak were really closely tied to IQ. so that people who are stupid would sound more stupid. It would be more evident to the rest of us. But I'm always shocked at the degree to which linguistics is hard-coded into the neurology of the human brain, to the point where even the most low IQ woke idiots can still string together sentences and sound like they know what they're talking about when they absolutely do not. Nevertheless, we are dragged into this oblivion future because of these woke idiots. There will only be one victor in this. It's either going to be the East or the West. So it's either going to be, you know, Russia, China, Iran emerging as the victors here, or it's going to be the United States, the UK, Germany, you know, Western nations, Canada, Taiwan, what have you. And even though I'm an American and I am obviously pro-America and I love America and I want America to win, I want America to be here, I know that the America we once grew up with has already been lost. So our leaders do not represent America. And I predict the defeat of the West. As much as I hate to say it, as much as I don't want to see that happen, it seems clear to me Russia will defeat NATO, China will defeat Taiwan, and globally, in terms of economics and trade, the East will defeat the West. And it doesn't have to be that way, but again, we're being led by woke idiots into, you know, an extinction protocol. It's a suicide mission that our leaders have put us on. You know, Newland and Blinken and Biden and all the rest of the same lunatics. Suicide mission. So unless we can change that, this Western world is going down. The banks, the currencies, the food supply, the wealth, the civility, the education, the technology, all of it. It's going down. The end of America and the end of the West as we know it. It's just a couple of nukes away and it's over. And these woke idiots are pushing us into those nukes as quickly as possible. So keep all that in mind, folks. These are serious issues for serious times. We need to stay alert and we need to get prepared for a nuclear world war. All right, thank you for listening. Sorry to bring you bad news today, but this is where we are, so prepare accordingly. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.